A great influence in Enzo Stuardi's theatrical career was the late Frank Lovejoy. The singer credits this fine actor as being the person who helped unlock the secrets of focused, developed stage acting, a talent that Enzo utilizes even in concert.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am very fortunate in the sense that in this wonderful business that I enjoy being in, I have a very good friend in Pat Boone. Pat wrote the most beautiful set of lyrics for a title motion picture 2 years ago that almost won an Academy Award. Another friend who has since passed on by the name of Frank Lovejoy inspired the prelude to this next offering. We hope that perhaps you might extend the respect to the work as I do. Thank you. I know not if this earth on which I stand is the core of the universe, or if it is but a speck of dust lost in eternity. I know not, and I care not, for I know what happiness is possible to me on earth, and my happiness needs no higher aim to vindicate it. My happiness is not the means to any end. It is the end. It is its own goal. It is its own purpose. And neither am I the means to any end others may wish to accomplish. I am not a servant for their needs, a tool for their use, a bandage for their wounds, or a sacrifice on their altar. I am not stone. I am not wood. I am not brittle, and I do not break easily. Whenever time decides to dictate my exit, it shall not be by choice. But until then, I shall honor my brothers with my love. But honor is a thing to be earned. How much have you loved? And what have you earned? And my treasures. I guard my treasures. My thought, my will, my land, and my freedom. And the greatest of these is freedom. God gave this land to me, this brave and ancient land to me. Now when the morning sun reveals the hills and plains, then I see a land where children can run free.
My hand and walk the land with me. Now walk With the help of God, I know I can be strong to make this land my own. If I must fight, I'll fight to make this land my own.
What of Enzo Stuardi's current repertoire? Being the consummate performer that he is, his concert program is a tasteful blend of beloved classics, recognizable standards, and exciting new works. A particular highlight is a passionate performance of a well-known Neapolitan canzone, which is considered a Caruso standard.
I do a Neapolitan song, Core Ingrato.
Ungrateful Heart.
It's an aria.
Oh, it's more than an aria. I mean, there are arias that are easier to sing than that.
Oh, and they wait for it. They wait for it. And, of course, I explained the story before I sing it. And it was introduced by Enrico Caruso, 1913. That's how old the song is.
Non te scordare che t'aggia dato il cuore cadrì, non te scordare cadrì, cadrì, che renda di te se parlare in mezzo a spazio mai tu non ti pianta sul dolore mio. Tu non te cure.
Enzo Stuardi is a man who cherishes his family, friends, and life. He lives for today because, as he puts it, nobody ever promised me tomorrow. He speaks openly and with great love of his wife Thelma, a lovely and striking woman who is a vital part of Enzo's professional as well as personal life.
Thelma was the, beside her other career as a designer in boutique shops of her own in Texas and also owning a country club, she was the librarian of the largest Baptist church in Midland, Texas. And she, Thelma, reads music and things like that. Of course, when we were married about 15, 16 years ago, she gave all that up. Now Thelma does the lighting, the sound, sings off stage, and nobody knows who that voice is harmonizing with me. She will not take a bow, but she's the greatest asset I've ever had.
Thank you.
the reddest rose I always bring you. Save your love for Roma and for me.
Darling, I will love you and with me.
To conclude this tribute to Enzo Stuardi, I've decided to extend the honors to Enzo himself. In the closing moments of his Carnegie Hall concert, Enzo spoke to the audience and shared a bit of his philosophy of life, a philosophy which he continues to practice today.
I guess I shall never forget this night. And in saying ciao to you, I should like to leave you with one particular thought that has kind of brought us all together. That wherever I go, or whomever I might meet, or whatever your endeavor in life happens to be, or mine, I think no matter what we do, everything is based on one word: attitude. And attitude has proven to me that there are no strangers in this world, only friends I haven't met.
We're not strangers. We will meet again. We're not strangers. So good night, little girl. Though we've met only once, I feel we've met before.
Ciao.
Funny how I could tell when you walked in that door. There are no strangers in the world that I know. Just one I haven't met. That's to my boy. I love you. So arrivederci.
I hope you've enjoyed this special edition of Singer Spotlight. My thanks to Rose O'Mahony of Bobby Green Enterprises for interview coordination. Also, special thanks to Pearl Gitkins and, of course, Enzo and Selma Stuarte, without whose help and cooperation, this program would not have been possible. I'm your host and producer, Tony Partington, thanking you for listening and hoping that you'll join me next week for a final presentation of Singer Spotlight. Thank you.